Hachette Audio presents The Wild Robot Protects. Words and pictures by Peter Brown. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of illustrations from the book. Dedication to the oceans of the future. Chapter 1. The Sky. Our story begins in the sky with a bright sun and puffy clouds and a large flock of geese. After spending the cold months at their southern wintering grounds, the geese were migrating back to their northern home. They flew in a perfect V formation, and leading the way was a graceful young goose. The leader kept his eyes forward, constantly searching for bad weather or airships, but the sky was clear of any trouble. Towns and roads and meadows and rivers passed beneath the geese as they flew. Far ahead, where the land met the sky, the dark blue line of the ocean gradually came into view. The ocean grew closer and closer, and then the flock was soaring above a sandy beach and out over the water. An island appeared in the distance. Another island appeared, and another. The geese spent a few days hopping from island to island, munching on dune grass and resting their wings. Then they took off for the last leg of their journey. Cargo ships were powering through the waves below. This part of the ocean was a shipping lane. It was crawling with huge vessels, each making its own migration to the next seaport. The geese flew high over the ships, and soon all they could see was water spreading to the horizon in every direction. Hours passed before the geese spotted the familiar rocky shapes of their home island. They quickened their pace. Now they could see the mountain and the forests and the white slash of the waterfall. Now they were flying over the coastline. Now they were...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?